This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Contreras swings, and he drives that to right center field. That gets down. It's on the way to the warning track, cut off. Freelick got to it, holding Contreras to a long RBI single, and the Cardinals lead 4-1.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
All right, well, the Cardinals have been active, and they have made another trade, and we got the word of that yesterday, later in the afternoon, that Wilson Contreras has been traded to the Boston Red Sox. And to discuss that with us on the Chris and Amy Show, it is Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line, Rush Hour Sports, and Countdown to Opening Day happening on Thursdays leading into the 2026 season. Matt Pauly, what do you think of the deal?
Yeah, I think it's part of the rebuilding process. You're bummed to see Wilson Contreras, who, you know, you feel bad for him. He came to St. Louis to play for winning Cardinals teams, and he never got that opportunity. He was a guy that cared so much about winning. At times, he wasn't treated the best. He went through some things. So I feel bad that Contreras' Cardinals tenure ends without much in terms of games that really matter. As far as the return, you get a guy who's going to step right into the starting rotation, Hunter Dobbins. You get a couple young pitchers that are sort of lottery tickets and are considered prospects. So I'm fine with it. Like this is what a rebuild is. You trade away older players for younger players, and you hope that some of them hit, and not all of them will, but I've got no problem with the deal.
So you don't ever know for sure when you're talking about younger players, in particular minor league prospects. But does this return for the Cardinals seem about right? Is it better than they might have gotten, or is it worse than they should have?
Yeah, I think it's about right, and I'm not the guy who's going to be able to break down prospects the way some other people are, but I certainly have read a lot about the two young players who are coming over, and Fajardo seems to be the one that people are most excited about. Sounds like he's going to slot in as a top 10 organizational prospect, so that's nice. And then, I mean, Dobbins is still a young guy. He made his major league debut this past year, so you still have tons of club control on him. He's not, you know, we talk about this team needing more swing and miss from starting pitching. That's not what this guy is. He's more of the classic Cardinals pitcher who's going to pitch to contact. But yeah, I mean, he slots in. I'm fine with it. The basic answer to what you're saying is I'm fine with the return.
How interesting is it that Chaim Bloom has now dealt with his former team a couple of times in this offseason already?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And he had mentioned after the Sonny Gray trade that it did feel kind of weird for him going through that process. I'm guessing it was less weird as he did it a second time with Contreras. But yeah, all of a sudden, you know, you think about bringing in Dobbins and Fitz and then Dustin May, who was just signed as a free agent. That's three starters who are very probably going to be in the starting rotation who were pitching for Boston last year. So there's going to be a lot of – but here's the interesting part about all this, Ranj. For the most part, the players that the Cardinals have gotten back from Boston got to the organization after Hein Bloom left. Dobbins did not. He is responsible for Dobbins coming to the Red Sox organization. But the guys that they got in the Gray trade, and either both of the young guys or one of the two young guys, I'd have to look it up again, were not there. So it's not like he's bringing all these people over from Boston who he had gone out and acquired for them.
So, all right, they've done this. We've talked about Contreras. That was the one that I was sort of zeroed in on when we were talking about the remaining Cardinals that are likely to be dealt. That I didn't think we were talking enough about him. It was all Brendan Donovan, and they're trying to get rid of Nolan Arenado and probably some relievers like Romero getting dealt. But Contreras was the one I thought was the maybe as attractive as anybody else. We just weren't giving him attention. So it's tough to guess what happens next, but what do you think there? Is it still Arenado? Is that still their main order of business? If they could do it tomorrow and get the right deal, is that what they would go for first?
Yes, that's been the whole time. But I think they have to wait on that one still, because there are going to be other pieces that end up falling. The Donovan thing might take some time here, and I'm going to say that, and they're going to announce a Donovan trade this afternoon. But it seems like Donovan is the piece that's going to get you the largest return, so you kind of continue to negotiate that out. And there's so many teams that are interested in him that you continue to play that game and see how much you can increase the price on him moving forward. So, yeah, if they can get an Arenado deal done, that'd be great. I don't know if anything's going to happen before the holiday season. I don't completely preclude it, but I guess I would be mildly surprised if something were to happen before the holiday period. But I know Hein Bloom's working on things, and you know, he had said to Tom on Sunday morning that they were hoping to get something done before the holidays. Well, then not that long after we get the reports of the Contreras trade. The Cardinals have yet to confirm it, but that's probably going to happen at some point today. I would think we probably even have a media availability with Hein and maybe somebody else today, so we'll just have to wait on that. But yeah, I mean, the short answer to your question is yes. The number one priority for this organization is to trade Arenado. That's the only guy who's left that you like feel like you have to trade. They'll probably trade Donovan, and they'd like to do that. They'll probably trade Romero, and they'd like to do that, but you have to trade Nolan Arenado.
Hey, Matt, in the NHL, they have a league-wide trading pause basically all of Christmas week. It's like December 20th through the 28th. You can't place anyone on waivers. You can't trade them, which is not always been that way. Major League Baseball doesn't have that, I don't think. And so do you see a lot of movement on a Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the day after, generally in baseball?
Yeah, not a lot of movement, but it happens. It does happen for sure. Hein told a story to us at the winter meetings about how when he was at Tampa Bay, they had sent basically their entire baseball operations department home for a few days for the holidays, and they said, put your phones down, we're going to take some time. And then all of a sudden on Christmas Eve, an agent for a player that they were really interested in signing basically said, we need your best and last offer right now. So all of a sudden on Christmas Eve, he was calling up his entire baseball operations staff saying, we got to get back together and start working on this. And I know you weren't comparing the two, but it's different, because if you get traded in the NHL during Christmas week, then you're literally trading where you physically have to be right around the holidays, where if you get traded during the Christmas week, that doesn't actually impact any, you know, where you physically have to be. So that's why there's no need for there to be that respite there. But yeah, it happens. It happens for sure.
It's kind of funny. It's just like the human element of things that we don't always think about when we start talking about players like they're commodities. But a former NHLer was telling a story on a podcast I was listening to last week, and he said on Christmas Day, he played for the New York Rangers, and he gave all of his family members all of this new Rangers gear, and he got traded the next day. And he said they all had all of this Rangers gear, and he was no longer playing for the Rangers.
Yeah, that happened. We do forget sometimes. That's something that I really try to do in my job. And sometimes it's easier said than done. But I do try to remember the fact that. And La Russa always used to do, you know, the men not machines line from La Russa. It's true. They are human beings, and when we talk about them, we should talk about them as if they are human beings and not just machines that you're, you know, playing around with.
Man. Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At your thoughts on the Cardinals TV situation now with FanDuel up in the air.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, if I'm the Cardinals, I'm pretty annoyed right now because you took a 20-25% haircut last year to stay with FanDuel, and then a year later, not even, they're coming back, and if the sale goes through to the DAZN people, it sounds like they're going to have to renegotiate with all their partners anyway. So then 1 year after already taking a cut, you're taking another cut in all likelihood. The RSN model just is not working right now, the regional sports network model. It's unfortunate that reading the reports in, you know, Sports Business Journal and the other places that it's come out, they're trying to save themselves. At some point, is it worth saving? Because this network, the system has been on the brink of collapse multiple times. It feels like it has no real long-term stability. So instead of trying to stick with the same thing that they've been doing, I wonder if this is the moment where everybody says, okay, let's figure out what the future of TV broadcasting is going to be for Major League Baseball, for the NBA, for the NHL. You know, a number of teams have gone to some type of over-the-air type situation. I know there are people in the St. Louis market who would provide a spot, but again, it comes down to money. Is there enough money to be made when you don't have the cable rights fees that go along with the regional sports network? So it's a really complicated situation. I guess it's an unfortunate situation. I say that because for the average fan out there, I don't think they're going to be impacted next year. The games are going to be on TV. They're going to be available direct to consumer in some sort of streaming platform if that's how you're going to get them. It's just, where are you going to go find them next year? That's going to be the question.
Matt Pauly, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. We have Monday Night Football tonight, so you do not have Sports Open Line, correct?
Correct. I have Rush Hour Sports, and also a programming note, the Countdown Show this week, which is generally on Thursdays.
You're moving it again?
It's going to be on Tuesday this week.
Dude, stop moving it on me.
Sorry.
And so what about next week on New Year's Day? Is it going to be moved?
Same deal, Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. I've been telling everybody Thursdays.
This week on Thursday is literally Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
So, listen to sports. You're going to watch sports. There's going to be football on Christmas Day. You'll be watching.
There is three
NFL
games.
So people can listen to Countdown Opening Day.
Okay.
That's fun. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Above my head.
All right. Hey, yeah. Matt, we appreciate you. Bear down.
I appreciate you guys. All right.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.